But first to Gaza, where United Nations officials say that an Israeli attack on a UN school in the Palestinian territory has killed 30 people and injured 55 more. It's by far the biggest death toll from a single incident during the 11 days of fighting in Gaza. Hundreds of people were sheltering at the school, and the UN says thousands of civilians are looking to the international organisation to protect them during the Israeli ground offensive. But Israel says it was responding to Hamas rocket fire from the school, and that despite the Israeli offensive, militants are continuing to fire scores of rockets across the Gaza-Israeli border. A short time ago, I spoke to the ABC's Middle East correspondent, Ben Knight. Ben, what can you tell us about this hit on a UN school? It sounds like it wasn't an accident.
It certainly appears not, and the Israeli army isn't saying that it was either. What we do know is that the United Nations have confirmed that 30 people have died and that 55 have been wounded after mortar fire hit a United Nations school. Now, this is in the Jabalia refugee camp, which is just outside of Gaza City. This is, in fact, the second time in 24 hours that a United Nations school's been hit. Overnight, three men died at a different school nearby, where the United Nations says that more than 400 people have taken shelter. Now, what appears to have happened is that this is an exchange of fire between Hamas militants and the Israeli military. At least that's the information that we're getting from the Israeli military. In fact, I spoke a short time ago to Major Avital Leibovitz. She's a spokeswoman with the Israeli Defense Force, and here's what she had to say.
The information that we have is that there was the launching of a mortar from the school's yard towards one of our forces. Our forces retaliated, but it turned out that the school was booby-trapped, and as a result of our retaliation, everything flared up. There were a lot of secondary explosions from which probably those people were wounded. Now, this is not the first time that Hamas is using children as human shields. We saw it a few months ago when another UNRWA elementary school, Hamas militants walked in it and launched rockets from, and we released this footage to the world. In addition, Hamas militants are holding kids in their hands when they're fleeing from one place to another, once again to protect themselves from any possibility of getting hit.
Major Avital Leibovitz from the Israeli Defense Force. So, Ben, Israel says Hamas is using children as human shields, but this was a UN school. What are UN officials saying about this attack?
Oh, they're absolutely outraged, absolutely outraged. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency is the one that runs these schools. It says it has given Israel the GPS coordinates of all of its schools, that all of its schools are well marked. And it's calling for an independent investigation, saying that this attack on the school violates international humanitarian law, and says that that law protects buildings like schools from being attacked, and that if international law has been violated, that those responsible should be brought to justice.
Now, Ben, Israel says it's letting truckloads of aid and essential supplies into Gaza. What can you tell us of the situation for civilians there?
Well, humanitarian aid has been going in, although it has to be said it's far less than was going in before this fighting started, which was far less than it was even the year before that. And there are many, many agencies which are now saying that the humanitarian crisis is on the verge of a catastrophe. You have the International Committee of the Red Cross. It says that the heavy fighting is preventing food and medical aid from moving around. The World Food Programme says that the UN's food relief agency has only been able to supply about a quarter of those people who would normally be getting their food aid, and that even if the food got through, people are simply too afraid to leave their homes to actually get it. Now, the head of the United Nations agency which runs these schools in Gaza is a man named John Ging. He now says that nowhere is safe for civilians in Gaza. Here's how he responded.
It's horrific, it starts with the total absence of any safety. Nowhere is safe for the civilians here in Gaza at the moment. They're fleeing their homes, and they're right to do it when you look at the casualty numbers, 600 dead, almost 3,000 injured here in Gaza. They can't even flee the conflict zone. You see, that's also a point that that people have to understand. If you want empathy with the people here in Gaza, then don't eat for a week, don't drink for a week, don't sleep for a week. And then you begin to understand how it is for the children here, which is half the population.
Ben, Hamas leaders are in Egypt now. The Egyptians are trying to broker a ceasefire. How is today's attack on the school likely to affect that?
What it will do is just draw further attention to what's going on in the international community. Now, what we have seen is a concerted push by European diplomats over the past couple of days. We've seen the United States talking about a ceasefire. That is going to continue, and an incident like this is, I think, probably a turning point in this conflict.
Middle East correspondent Ben Knight.